Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
What's up?
What up? What's going
long
on?
Long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Long time.
I love you. Without a store run, that's who I about to break in. Yo, what up, everybody? What's up, y'all? It is Big Red and Brother B in the house once again. The menu on deck. I know we've been in MIA for a hot second. You know, life get real. Things got to get taken care of. We do have lives, just like you got lives. But we're
right
back. We miss y'all. What's good? What's good? What's good?
What's going
on,
peoples?
Nothing much, man. What's going on with you, Red?
Just working. Just trying to make it through this thing we call life.
Oh, shucks.
Yep, just trying to make it. That's what I'm trying to do, trying to make it. Trying
true
to see what's going on out here in this world.
I feel you.
Things,
it's been
a lot of hard stuff
kind of
to look at.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy. You know, from hurricanes to Trump, his garbage to, I don't know, man. I it's funny how, you know, we live on this earth. As many of these movies, and I've said this before, many of these movies that we've seen, like alien movies, but they always come take out the humans. They always want the planet, but they come to, like, get rid of us. You would think that would give us a better, give us, make better relations between us. But you know what? It's obvious that it's not. It's obvious that hate, as much as people want to go to church, as much as people want to talk about God, as much as people want to talk about religion and they're this and they're that, like, there's so much hate in the world. And I'm like, why? Like, what's the purpose for hating like that, man? Like, come on. Like, really? I mean, it's 2017 and you still eating people over a color?
Yep.
Really? I can't understand. Listen, anybody that's still pissed off about somebody being black or white or something else, he's a goddamn fool. You know what I'm saying? Because in the grand scheme of things, the only thing that matters is humanity. Simple and plain. But people want to just be so divisive.
But the sad thing about it, we're not seen as human. That's the problem. That's the root of it.
Now, see, if you want to go into that, let's tackle this real quick. So, it's amazing that it's over a year later, and people are still talking about Colin Kaepernick and taking this knee, and they really basically switched it around, because in the beginning,
Definitely. It
was about him taking a knee because of police brutality. And I remember that, and you know what, I don't have anything against people with jobs in law enforcement, but I do have a problem with people who take their law enforcement title and act like a big ass bitch about shit. And yeah, I said it, because you're supposed to be a professional.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to be held to a higher standard.
Isn't that
you're
what
not
the
supposed CPR to
mean?
Exactly. You're not
courtesy,
supposed
professionalism,
to
respect.
Exactly. You're not supposed to see color. But you know what? Some of them are so busy defending their blue, they don't see anything else. Some of them are so busy seeing black that they have issues. So when Colin Kaepernick first took the knee, he took it because of police brutality. I mean, Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, all this stuff that was going on with unarmed black people getting killed mysterious circumstances. You know, there were police agencies around the nation who were just getting all upset and saying this and saying that. And my thing is this. Your job has no place in the political arena. You go out, save lives, and shut the fuck up. That's what I'm
saying. Exactly.
That's
what
you're
supposed to do.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, I may get a little flip with the tongue a little bit, but, you know, I'm pissed off because the same person that you're looking at to protect you could be the same person that either kill you or the same person that may not or be, I would actually say, be reluctant to protect you just because of your color. Now, what kind of shit is that? What type of oath did you really take? You know how many men and women of the military go across seas and die for people of color? Just for people, just for human rights of for Americans in general, just for the freedoms of Americans in general. So when you start saying and doing stuff like that, you're not listen, you're disrespecting the military, actually. You're disrespecting the soldiers, the men and the women that have died to protect America's borders and to protect our freedoms.
Absolutely.
Because you're basically saying, I don't care who you protect. I'm going to protect who I want to.
Exactly.
So,
you're absolutely right.
And there's a problem with that. There's a real problem with that. And, you know, some people want to label me, like, anti-cop because I'm not going to back the bullshit. No, I'm not going to back
no.
the bullshit.
No,
back
exactly. Well,
bullshit.
They can label me anti-cop, too, because I'm not backing it as well.
You know, just because I don't back your bullshit, it doesn't mean that I'm anti-law enforcement, I'm anti-military, I'm anti-this, or I'm anti-that. I just don't back bullshit. Because there's no way in the world that you can justify the shit that you're saying or the shit that you're doing when we see something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the situation with Tamir Rice, the kid had a toy gun. So you're trying to tell me it's okay to just run up on him and kill him, shoot him because you thought you saw a gun? Yeah, whatever happened to using your brain?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what they have training for. Supposedly,
well,
that's what training is for. You trained for these jobs. Just you training, and then now, you know, not to mean to cut you off, but now, as we have spoken in the past, now you need a so-called degree to be a police officer, at least in New York that I know of. When do you need a degree to be a police officer? When? So now you have
years. Well, they did that. Remember, they implemented that years ago because apparently too many blacks and Hispanics, too many minorities in general were joining up to NYPD
right, so they think that blacks
right
and
out of high school.
Right,
yeah,
they think blacks and Hispanics can't get degrees.
Yeah, well, at that time, a lot of us weren't going to school. And then when we started going to school, you know, they started implementing other stuff. Like, listen, before I go any further, once again, this is the menu. What up, y'all? Blog Talk Radio. It's Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling in numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And if you want me to say it in Spanish, it's tres, cuatro, siete. Tres, dos, cuatro. Tres, tres, nueve, cinco. Yeah, I got a little stuck on that last part. But anyway. God, threw me off. Woke up not too long ago, but yo, I don't want to. Like I said, I don't want to dwell on this too long, but you're not going to sit there and tell me when you don't want to recognize who you are. Not all. Listen, every race got somebody bad. Indians, Chinese, Koreans, you know, black, white, Indian, Bangladeshi. Everybody got somebody bad.
Exactly.
In their race. So, don't sit there and try to continue to run with the narrative that, oh, black people are this and black people are that. So if we're so bad, stop doing hip-hop and stop trying to steal our culture.
Mm-hmm.
If we're so bad, stop doing it. Because the
stop
whole
trying
thing
to
is
go to the
people,
tanning salon so you can look like us.
Exactly.
You
want to
look like us, but you don't
want to
have our problems.
Exactly. Because black people are not trying to make it about color. We're not trying to make it any of this about color. Other people want to make it about color because they need everybody else to, you know, once again, America always needs a face to hate. They always
mm-hmm.
need an enemy. And, you know what I'm saying, black people will always be looked at and regarded as the enemy. Ever since slavery ended and we didn't work for free no more, it became a problem. So
exactly.
Colin Kaepernick went wrong because he was the rebel Negro who said, this is what I'm doing. And they, and but what really
and
went wrong
about
was other people, well, what really went wrong, other people started listening. Other people that weren't black started listening. And see, that's the whole thing. That portion of white America who
mm.
wants a certain light cast on, you know, black people, they got mad because they're like, wait a minute, you don't defy us. Oh, you're not going to challenge me, little Negro. Oh, no. You'll never play football in this town or any town again. They mad. Because in the grand scheme of things, they don't like to be challenged. That portion, not all white people, but that portion, that's those type of Caucasians, they don't like to be challenged. They don't like to be opposed. And as soon as you show them some type of opposition, they ready to just blackball you out the whole game.
Right, of course. But my thing is this, he's not even full Negro. So what happened with that? Why, so he's showing that side, so now it's something wrong. Just like with the actor, what was his name? Oh, my God.
Oh, the dude from Saving Grace?
Yeah, no, not Saving Grace. Where you get that from? not Saving Grace.
Jesse something, yes. He's on Saving Grace?
No, it was that other show. I forgot the other show.
Some hospital show.
Somebody hospital.
But yeah.
But general
yeah.
or something. I don't know. But yeah, but him. The same thing. But that's my thing with this. That's my thing that I don't understand. Not that I don't understand, and I'm sure it's a good thing. But why is it that it's always the ones that are, I'm going to say, mixed with black, or they're half black, half white, or something like that? Why are they the only ones that's speaking out about this? Why are they always the ones to speak out, and all people that are full Negro don't speak out? I don't understand that.
Because they cater because they're able to go in and out on both sides. And thank you, homegirl Sharita just chimed in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
Okay. Thank you, Sharita.
Thank you.
So yeah, whatchamacallit? Maybe because they feel some of them feel some type of way because they can get the benefits from both sides, but more so they can get a piece of the white privilege
mm-hmm.
after where some other, like, but the other side of you just can't. You know what I'm saying? It may be, I'm not saying this is what it is, but it may be some type of guilt. Because when you dark, you dark. When you brown or when you dark, like, it's automatic. It's like an automatic target.
Right.
Like, all right, that group of people. Like, that Jesse dude, he can be in a group of people, but nobody is going to say, like, oh, I have black friends. Because he's half and half. But,
right,
you know,
right,
it's that
okay.
brown or that dark person. They'll be like, oh, well, yeah, you know, I have, because remember, brown and dark is really considered black. So it's like, oh, yeah, I have black friends. You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
They can
yep.
play, they can play the other side. So, I mean, like
that's
I said,
crazy.
Yeah, but you know what? More power to them. And thank
that's
you,
crazy.
You know
in
what?
2017,
we're
still doing that.
Yeah. But
that's
sad.
What I mean.
It's sad that we're our so-called leaders. No, I'm sorry. The pulpit pimps, they're too busy getting money. where are they at in support? Where are they at? They're not saying anything. What are they doing to really try to get some type of equality going on, you know?
Exactly.
Amongst us or for us, period. You know, once again, it's 2017, and there's still the issue of equality. I mean, you know, I have a lot of people on friends on Facebook, and some of them post videos or like to post videos about black people doing this or black kids doing that. Like when the hurricane happened in Florida, they wanted to show how there was some black people looting.
Right.
Okay. But those weren't the only people that were looting too. But you didn't. But the media didn't want to show that.
Right. Of course, they never do.
And some people don't even want to post that. They don't want to post the other side doing it. They always want to post black people doing it. And my thing is this, what do you think you're trying to accomplish by just posting a bunch of black kids or black people looting? Well, we know there's other people doing it. You want to spin the narrative? You can spin it all you want to. But in the grand scheme of things, you're going to get called on your shit.
Because
and when you
they
get called on your shit, then you get quiet.
Right, but because they want it to be that stereotype that's been, you know, haunting us for years. Oh, look at them. They're a bunch of savages. They're animals. All they know how to do is this. All they do is go. Right.
You know,
what they want to show.
Now, Red.
Well, that's what we're about.
Thank you for saying that. Because if people want to talk about savage, just go back into the history books if they didn't change it, which I think they did from when we were in school. Because they tried to make it sound all nice. But you really trying to tell me the pilgrims coming over here was just some type of noble gesture, like they just came in peace?
Mm.
Tomorrow, this nation, some parts of this nation, because a lot of people don't want to celebrate it anymore, Columbus Day. He was a pirate. He was a murderer. He was a rapist.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
But yet, this is a part of American culture, American history. And once again, and I just find it interesting how it seems like the murderers, the killers, and the rapists, they get a holiday. Some of them get a holiday.
Exactly. They might as well, listen, I'd rather celebrate Elvis Presley's birthday than to celebrate Columbus.
Yo, real talk. Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
John Wayne, that's put on the blue suede shoes.
Exactly. Like, yo, I mean, I just find it, you know, and I'm not bashing, but at the same time, if you don't pick up a rock and throw something at me, then I won't have to deflect and then throw something at you to protect myself. You see, that's what it boils down to. Like, when you want to jump on people, don't think that a defense is not going to come.
Right.
Don't think that somebody's not going to say something. But see, that's
right,
the whole
thing.
Right,
like they're going to sit back
black
and take
people,
it.
Oh, yeah, well, black people are supposed to sit back, go to church. Oh, go to church and pray. We
no.
shall overcome.
Yeah, them days is over.
Stop.
We ain't doing
listen,
that no more.
Stop.
Exactly.
It's a new generation. It's a new generation. Things are different. You know, kids out here, even us adults are just seeing things different from how when we were coming up. And ever since 45 has stepped into office. Like, people want to talk about how Obama was making things racially divisive. You know what? Obama coming into office, he did cause a racial divide because white people got mad. Certain types of white people got mad.
But not only that, but
not
they,
all of them.
Yeah, but that was done, like I said, that was done on purpose. They did that was done on purpose. Not Obama. I'm just saying, not Obama himself, not President Obama himself. I'm saying this was done on purpose because they wanted it. They wanted that divide.
Yeah, exactly.
They wanted that.
So, now,
so they said, okay, well, let him be there for 8 years. We're gonna elect him again, let him be there for 8 years, and then we put the orange that thing in there, and now, there you go. That just made it big. That just made the racial divide bigger now. Now it's full-blown now. See, before it was just a little, it was hidden. You seen it a little bit here and there, but it was kind of hidden. Now, homeboy, he done got everybody in the uproar. Now people really showing they telling who they are.
Exactly. Caller 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Enough of that anyway.
What's
hey,
up?
Man, this is the
K-Dog. K-Dog in the house, everybody. Round of applause.
Hey.
K-Dog in the house. Everybody clap. What's
yeah.
up, brother?
Hey, man, just hanging out, just listening to the show, man, you know, hearing all this stuff. Man, listen, you know, as children, you know, on this upcoming mockery of a holiday. As children, we were taught that in 1492, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It wasn't until later on that we find out that it wasn't really true at all. Because, you see, for me personally, growing up in a Haitian household, I was taught that Christopher Columbus did not discover America, that the land was already inhabited already. So how can you discover a land that was already inhabited already? So,
and see, this is why a lot of this country has a problem with you Haitians, because you Haitians be coming straight down Front Street. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I ain't got no beef with the Haitians. It is what it is. Y'all come down Front Street. Listen, y'all history is y'all fought, y'all kicked ass, y'all got y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got y'all land, and they have a problem with that.
Nope. They do. They have a serious problem with it because they're upset. Because based on our history, they remember in 1791, when the revolution took place, when the slaves revolted against their masters, when news of it got to the United States, Thomas Jefferson called us barbaric. Said what happened in that place was barbaric. Because due to the fact that the slaves overtook their masters, killing their masters, burning down the fields, burning down plantations, I mean, basically massacre and saying, you know what, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that the Haitians, the slaves in Haiti fought for freedom. It was freedom that was there, and we took our freedom. That's basically what we did.
Absolutely.
And you know what I cram to understand is, how do you think, now once again, I love it when people say God has God on one hand, but they have evil on the other, but they don't acknowledge it. So how do you sit there and talk about God and how you believe in God and in God we trust, but yet you have slavery and you think it's okay to kill people? Even though one of the ten commandments is thou shalt not kill, right?
Yep.
So how do you go out there and you're hanging people from trees just because of their color? And then you're like taking these pictures like y'all at a pool party or something. Like, it's okay.
Because
like,
remember,
they're doing it for the Lord.
Remember, we're doing this because this is for the Lord. This is what he said for us to do.
Because when those pictures were being taken of lynch mobs, also let's remember this. In the during that time of the lynching, that those pictures were used as these pictures were used as postcards. And that's the sad part about it. They were used as postcards in America. And even other countries used to print these things up showing this is what's going on in America. America, the first democracy, but yet they didn't even respect people that live here. People that were fought
burning
against
them,
their will to come here.
Hanging them, burning them, feeding babies the alligators, all types of stuff. So once again, when they want to call us savage, who are you looking in the mirror? You must be looking in the mirror.
Exactly.
Because
Absolutely.
Once again, I remember Beyonce's halftime show, and a lot of law enforcement people had issues with that, feeling that she was being disrespectful and blah, 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 and everything else, and they didn't want to give her security. You know what? Shut up. Just shut up, man. Once again, police and politics,
there was no disrespect.
just like politics and church, they don't mix. They don't mix.
No,
it's like drinking and driving. It's like drinking and driving. They don't mix. You should not.
They're trying to make it mix.
If you're a law enforcement officer, your politics should be keep that in your pocket. Keep your racism and all that stuff in your pocket, or else you should not be. You should not have that job, because you can't have a job like that and then have bias. Just it's same thing with an EMT. Same thing with anybody that serves the public. You can't have some type of bias or bigotry or racist bone in your body and then want to go out there and do politics and help people. You can't.
Exactly. Well, now people is more relevant because look who's in office. When you have someone whose campaign was based on race, and you know what? I don't want to mention it because there's a certain person that I really don't want to attract. But you know what? I tell it like it is.
Yeah.
In this day and age, in 2017, people are still asking, "Wow, why are we still talking about race?" And I'm like, "Well, take a good look at what's going on now."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in 2017, we have a group of white nationalists marching.
Oh, no, that was good people. They were good people. You don't remember?
They were good people.
Exactly.
Them and the Nazis.
They were quote-unquote good people, whom one of them jumped inside of his car and decided to drive through a crowd, injuring 19 but killing one person.
But yo, K-Dog. Do you notice how no one is really just saying anything about that? Like, everything is still about Colin Kaepernick. The headline is still Colin Kaepernick kneeling, but no one is saying anything about that young woman, may she rest in peace, and I don't remember her name right now, who lost her life because she wanted to protest people protesting in terms of race and with the Nazi flags and all that. She got got this car and just rammed it, drove it into a bunch of people. But no one wants to talk about that. That gets swept right under the rug. We can talk about this, but no, we can't talk about that. We talk about that, but we can talk, we can't talk.
Because
about
it's something, once again, it's the thing of this society, once again. We're built, not us personally, but it's built on fear. It's like we have to keep something relevant, and we have to keep something that's going to keep people in the uproar. Remember, that's not going to keep anybody in the uproar. Because the young lady, unfortunately passed away. That's not going to keep you in the uproar. No, we're going to stay in the uproar because, remember, just like you said, it went from him, from the police brutality to now, he's disrespecting the flag. When did you, like, how did it just switch to that? That's not what it was about. It was never about that.
But wait a minute. So wait a minute. So a group of whatever you want to call them, marching with neo-Nazi, with swastikas on flags and neo-Nazism and all this stuff, you're trying to tell me that's not disrespecting the flag? You're trying to tell me that's not disrespecting the country? You're trying to tell me that's not disrespecting the veterans living and dead that went overseas?
I think that was all a plan. I think they got together and they told them, you know what, we're going to pay everybody $5, $50, go to Home Depot, wherever it is they went to, go get some, we'll give y'all a pizza party afterwards. That was a plan, because guess what? Why did it happen one time and then you don't hear about it no more?
And
if they really was trying to be gully, they should still be doing it.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Now I know the name of the young lady who was killed. Her name was Heather Heyer.
Heather Heyer.
A 32-year-old woman who was ran over by a vicious animal. That's what I call them. Now, with that being said.
No. I like animals. Animals are good. He's lower than an animal. Whatever's lower than an animal.
No, he's lower than an animal. He's a piece of garbage. But anyway, I will say this, is that when you look up what's going on throughout the country, and I could tell you from what I read in a website, from a grassroots civil rights group, who said that they have there has been a document, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they documented 917 active hate groups in the United States in 2016. From last year, the numbers went to 917.
Wow.
And all these hate groups are all over the place, but mainly, they say mainly is in the South.
Unbelievable. Well, it can't be unbelievable. I think it's good. I don't know why I'm saying unbelievable, because I do believe it. That's crazy. Don't make any sense. At all. Hello?
Everybody? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
And you know,
yeah,
this
so,
something
but
that's
now check this out. Check this out real quick. Yeah, because, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on the whole race thing, but I will say this. As we shift to Agent Orange, to a degree, once again, you know, we saw some bad weather. A lot of, not so much us, but there's been some other states that, or countries that saw some bad weather. And, you know, Puerto Rico got basically demolished, you know.
Yeah.
No fatality is ever good, but, you know, rest in peace.
None.
Our condolences to those who lost their lives. But, yo, how do you dismiss, like, now is not the time to tell of what is so-called a piece of America. Like, Puerto Rico is supposed to be, like, one of the 50, right? If correct me if I'm wrong. How do you sit there and tell them, oh, well, yeah, you owe us money?
And how do you sit there and compare death rates, because he sat there and said, oh, well, Hurricane Katrina was far greater than Puerto Rico. I'm like, listen, the bottom line is this, is that people died in Puerto Rico, and the number
people
increased.
Died. Exactly.
They died in that storm.
Exactly, and how was it there a comparison? Like, how do you say, oh, well, people died? People died, period. Like, that's extremely insensitive, but once again, to all you Obama haters, you spent 8 years somebody who never came out of his face and said something so disrespectful, but mm-hmm. This guy can say it and it's okay. This guy can
but
be
yes,
a clown and it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. He can wait two weeks. He can basically wait 2 weeks to go out there to do anything about Puerto Rico. Wait, wasn't there a picture of him like tossing a paper towel,
throwing
a roll of paper towels.
Yeah,
exactly. That made no sense. And, you know, again, like I said, there was a lack of leadership. And I said this Monday night on the Absolute Truth Show, a lack of leadership, a lack of compassion, because as a leader, you are supposed to care about the people. And when you show that you don't care about the people, when you come to a place that was hit by a natural disaster, where's your compassion? You didn't even go to the areas that were the hardest hit.
Nope.
You didn't see that area. And I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, Obama haters. And you know what, Brother B, Big Red? The Obama haters varies. It varies all over the place.
Hmm.
That's the sad part about it. Not even George W. Bush himself showed a lack of compassion when
exactly.
He went to places that were hit by disaster.
Exactly.
You didn't
exactly.
See none of that. And
listen,
despite
Kanye
what
West,
think of him,
Kanye West,
Bill Clinton didn't even
George, right, George Bush don't care about black people. We got something that really don't care about black people or anybody else
exactly.
That ain't like him. Shoot.
Exactly.
Listen, if you
and they not just
and you
not
know
just
what?
White, listen, we got haters from every direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk
you
about homeboy. Homeboy that shot up the concert last week. Okay?
Oh.
Well, supposedly, because my theory is, I don't think that man did it. And I'm going to say it like that. I don't think he did that.
Why you say it? Wait. Hold on, K-Dog. Let's see what Big Red has to say. What do you mean? I would like to talk to you. Like, what do you mean?
I don't think he did. I think that was something. To me, I think it was help with that. I think
well,
they...
Well, you know what? I did see something that said that they don't believe he was the only one.
Yeah, I don't think... I think he had help. I think he had help. I don't think he did, because once again, it ain't no way you're going to tell me that you go up in this man's room and he got all of this firearms. Like, how did he get it in there? How?
Well, you know, from
white privilege. White privilege.
Nah,
he
I
had,
don't think it was
he had,
that.
Because what he did was this, was that he packed up 10, it was at least 10 suitcases that he brought up to his room. 10 suitcases.
Now, yes,
unless
you're moving in, you bring 10 suitcases upstairs as the manager, I'll be like, yo.
He probably...
Exactly.
He probably brought them
you
in 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So
true.
You could have
did that. You're right.
Yeah, you could have brought them in each day. And on top of that, this guy was a high roller. A high roller.
Yeah,
in terms of whenever he gambled, he never lost.
Yeah, but that's what the brothers say. He just liked to gamble. That's basically what it was with him.
Well,
he was just a gambler.
I look at it like this. The father was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list as a bank robber. So it must be in the DNA. Maybe it got
lost
with his brother.
I didn't say it must be in the DNA.
It must be in the DNA. Like, come on. If your pops was on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list, the FBI...
Nah, that don't have to be true. Nah.
Listen, it got to be in the genes. It got to be in something ain't right. Now, you trying to tell me this dude, like you were saying, K-Dog, 10 suitcases. They found all these guns in the hotel. You trying to tell me this dude just bust the window and just shot...
Broke window.
Into the crowd. Wait. Now, I'm not the biggest fan, but I do like some country music. You know, I can get with some country music. But, yo, how do you shoot into a bunch of country? Like, listen, it can't get no whiter than that.
Exactly.
But nobody says white on white crime. There's no white on white crime, though, right? There's only black on black. But you can't get no whiter than that. And he shoots into a crowd of country music party goers during a concert?
Nah, something,
really?
I don't know, something ain't right with that.
That's,
to me.
And what happened is that a lot of people, and you know, we're not looking at the big picture. Unfortunately, 58 people lost their lives. And the sad thing is that there was a witness. She said that as she was enjoying herself and dancing and probably carrying on, she said she heard the sounds of pop, 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 pop. But what she didn't realize was that it was bullets. Everybody thought it was like fireworks, like, oh, wow, fireworks. She said it wasn't until she saw somebody drop in front of her, shot in their head, that's when they realized something's wrong. People were running left and right. People were getting trampled on. But one thing I got to say, in the wake of this, there were some heroes, because some people practically shielded some from the bullet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
this was
But I just don't think, I don't think that man acted alone. I don't think he acted alone. I really don't.
That could be the case.
You know what? All I'm going to say is I think somebody dropped the ball. I think somebody was on to him. I just think somebody dropped the ball. First of all, they let his girlfriend go, and now all of a sudden she's become a purchase of interest. Like, how do you let her go, and now all of a sudden, like, she's already in the win. But that's just whatever. You know, rest in peace to all those people. You know, this is like the second or third time I had to say, like, rest in peace. Like, during the show, like, really?
Right.
Like, what's going on here? Like,
but you
really,
know what made me
what's
mad?
Really good.
That's crazy.
Like, everybody just killing. Like, just killing, killing and more killing. Like,
but see, you know what made me mad? You for that thing as an office, you could do a moment of silence for all those people, which, you know, I understand. But people in Puerto Rico lost their lives too, and you didn't do anything. You didn't even blink an eye. And just like you said, it took you two
exactly.
weeks to get there. You
well,
didn't say no rest in peace. He could have did that all the way. He could say, okay, we're gonna do a moment of silence for, you know, the people that lost their lives in Puerto Rico, and for, you know, what just happened the other day. No, he didn't do any
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. And Big Red, you know what?
Well,
that after he left Puerto Rico, you know that death toll rose. Death toll went to 32. Because people were out there. People lost power. Hospitals that really needed the help, their generators were running out of power. Their generators were running out. And I just received something from a friend of mine who just came back from Puerto Rico. And I was happy, and I could say this, is that one of the things, you know, I gave as much as I could to her so that she could bring over. And here's what she has to say. I'm going to read it. She says, good afternoon, my people. Last night I came back from the island. Parts of the Geralitos have light and others do not. But they are trying to reestablish the thing. There's still no water. Papoy is delivering water from his cistern. Also, Amigos Doris are delivering water. In the 8 days, I only saw two government trucks carrying water and the mayor at Islet Pharmacy, which is after the plot, giving a box of five bottles of water, a package of military food, a can of spaghetti, and a snack bone. The announcement of the distribution was a few minutes earlier on the plot in the island. People found out about others. The elderly who had no transportation didn't touch anything. The mayor didn't deal in the Giralitos, excuse me for mispronouncing, but remember, this is the election. And she said that David Sandwiches and the bakery continue to provide their community with its service. Again, everyone is fine. Thank God. Government help is not coming. Other areas of Arecibo are already receiving mail services. Money in banks is limited. The lines in some supermarkets are long. The hotel is where the coupon card works. The gas line is not so long in some areas. The patrol station was destroyed, but it's already being repaired. The U Bridge collapsed, but they fixed it. The hospitals at Arecibo are a disaster. And she says this, I recommend that you look to help yourself. Bless it.
Are you breaking up?
Isn't that
well?
Something? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is something because, you know what, I mean, it sounds like, all right, with the hospital situation, of course the death toll is going to rise because them not having electricity or power, you got people on life support, you got people on IVs, all types of stuff. Yeah, it's going to happen. You got to look at the disease factor, you know, bodies in the water that probably won't be found because, death toll is going to rise. Because look at just like with Katrina. They didn't find people for weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, a body decomposing in water that other people are walking in and trying to get across. Like, it just breeds disaster. It just breeds disaster. But yet, once again, you have people that sit on their hands and they just want to do photo ops. Like, they really don't care. And it's like, once again, it's 2017, and humanity is not what it's about.
Nope.
You're right.
It's not what it's about. Everything is about color, race, creed, whatever. But it's just not about humanity. It's not about helping people, and that's the thing that I just really just don't understand. I don't know why.
And for him to say, y'all are breaking my budget, breaking the United States. Are you kidding, sir?
Budget.
Like, what is wrong with you? Why would you say something like that?
But lo and behold, there was one morning I was at work, and I was looking at the TV, and I was looking at the Bloomberg markets, and listen, Trump going to get his money.
Of course.
Trump going to get his money. The bank's going to get their money. See, there's a lot of
exactly.
things going on that we, you know, we're not looking into. because there's other real life situations going on. But trust me, like to me, I think Puerto Rico, this situation with Puerto Rico, like some people might try to use this as a land grab.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go over there and rebuild this and rebuild that, and then feel because listen, I didn't know the Jones Act existed until this situation happened. But the Jones Act, how can you take a country that's supposed to be, well, I can't even say a country. Puerto Rico is supposed to be a state of the U.S. or a commonwealth of the U.S. How do you turn around and say, listen, you can't get goods from anyone else but us, and we're going to charge you this amount. But if you get goods from someone else has to drop it off at a U.S. port, and then we got to bring it to you, but we're going to charge you. That's the Jones Act.
What kind of crap is that?
But you know what?
Unbelievable.
K-Dog, Big Red, I'm going to say it. This might be offensive, but to all my Latinos, actually, because there is a difference. There's a difference between, there's like a caste system, because you do have some Latinos who feel that they're more white than actually Latino. Even though their lineage, they're Hispanic, they feel that they're more, well, I'm more this and I don't
adhere
to that
side.
Oh, you see that? Oh, yeah. But my problem is this. How does that make you feel? Like, the same person that some of them you probably voted for is the same person that took his middle finger and said, nah, F you. I'm not doing nothing to you.
Look, you know what he said? Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, y'all all Spaniards to me. That's all the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a spit in your face. Yeah. You thought I was just worried about the Mexicans? No, I'm worried about the Puerto Ricans too. Y'all getting it too. You know what? I had put a post up on Facebook last week that said something similar. It wasn't the same. It was something similar to what you said. And like I said, it don't matter how light you are. He's showing you that I don't care if you look like me, but you just speak Spanish or whatever. You're just like the Mexicans and every other Spanish out there, Panamanian. He don't care. I'm going to put you in the category with all of them.
Exactly, because you're not a part of his ultimate, bottom line.
He showed that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Even in his campaign, what he said, when he said like this, Mexicans are all criminals, drug dealers and gangbangers.
And I was like, wow, he really got in front of a camera and said that? Wow. But yet, you want to ask Obama about a birth certificate. Talk about Hillary Clinton and some damn emails. Like, yo, that, like, first of all, your bigotry does not belong in the White House. And it's probably going to all get our asses kicked somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if this dude was the Antichrist. I wouldn't be surprised if he was the Antichrist. I wouldn't be surprised.
Listen, I keep telling y'all, it reminds me of that movie, The Dead Zone. I keep telling you, this is what this whole thing reminds me of. That movie with Christopher Walken.
I'm about to watch that movie.
Yes, you have to, because I'm telling you, the whole thing reminds me of that.
It might be. Listen, his 4 years in office might just be a whole scripted situation. Like, this might be the ultimate reality show. Like, the ultimate.
And that's the thing, it ain't even been a year yet. We got to do 4 years with this?
Ten months.
Man.
It's only been 10 months.
Lord have mercy.
We've had hurricanes, mass shootings, all types of stuff. Yo, we don't hear about Flint, Michigan anymore.
Oh, no.
You know,
and they still ain't got no water.
Exactly. What's going on in Texas? What's going on in St. Thomas? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's popping? Like, we don't hear about this stuff anymore. This is why I say F you, media. F you. The news and all that stuff, you can't be selective when it comes down to people in misery. Like, you can't do that. That's just not right. Because you want to turn around and make it seem. Nah, it's not right. Because 1 minute you don't want to check in and see how Texas is doing. You don't want to check on how
St. Thomas is doing before. When it's hot, it's hot. When it's not, you just keep it
moving. Right. It's like, what like story life, is hot? Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, like, life like, is not a story. It's not a story. It's not. It's not a sensational, you know, TV show or something like that. This is real life, man.
Right.
But some people
right.
live by the TV. That's
right.
why they enjoy this the fuckery, because they live and feed off of this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, social media, that's what they live off of. That's like what's hot for the moment.
Yo, K-Dog and Big Red.
What happened with that young lady? Mm-hmm.
So many keyboard gangsters. Keyboard gangsters.
Fuck. It is just sick, man. Oh. It's just crazy out there.
Just like that story that happened with that young lady, the young lady that went in the freezer and she died in the freezer or something like that.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen so much, and you know, my son came to me and he was feeling away because he was like, you know, Ma, I feel away because you know that's a girl and you know he feels that way about you know because of his own daughter or you know he just felt the way, but it's like. Unfortunately, and as I'm scrolling and I'm seeing all these different stories and this one coming out, it's like they had so many videos and stories and, oh, this happened and that. It was hard for me to feel sorry. You know why it was hard for me to feel sorry? Because it was too many people putting their hands in this pot. It was too many people putting their hands in this pot and it's too many videos. What is all these videos? Where are these videos coming from? Who's doing all these videos? People coming
no,
on it. Oh, I was there, and I wasn't there, and oh, I got my, I said this, and I seen her when she was. Where are all these people coming
wait a
from?
Minute.
Why is law
enforcement? That's what I want to know.
But wait a minute. If you saw, all right, so you took the time to videotape her, but you didn't want to help.
Exactly. Then they told my young lady.
What does that say for the hotel? Now, I'm sure they have somebody monitoring the cameras.
Oh,
you're
yes,
trying to
do.
Tell me you just
see,
saw somebody walking through the freezer?
Exactly.
You saw somebody staggering. You saw somebody staggering and walking around like crazy. She was walking through the kitchen and all that stuff, but she didn't
right.
bother to call security?
That's
exactly.
What
they
that's what and you know what's that? We still don't know what really happened how that girl died.
Exactly.
And you won't,
that
and you won't know. You won't know.
And you won't know.
You won't
exactly.
Know.
Absolutely, Brother B. You won't know. You
will
won't
never
know.
Yep.
You're never
no, going to
know because... It was too many, like I said, it was too many stories, and that's what I told myself. I can't even get into it or even feel sorry because it's too much going on. It's too much to be looking at. Every minute I'm scrolling, you seeing this video, and the girl with the glasses on it. Oh, you can see through her glasses. What kind of nonsense, fiery bullshit is that? That, oh, you can see through the glasses, the one boy here. What? Get the hell out of here with that mess. You know,
yeah,
come on now.
I didn't even go that far with it. I really didn't.
Sickening.
But you know what? This is the problem. You still like I really as much as I say humanity, I really think that we're losing it. Because
no, yes, we
when
are.
You can stand back, when you can stand back and watch these things happen to people, when you can sit back and watch bad things happen to people and not do anything about it, then
it's a problem.
You're a problem.
You ain't
like
you
you're a problem.
No
you're losing your humanity.
Exactly.
You're losing your, some people sit back and say, "Oh, I'm not trying to get involved." It's not about getting involved. It's about helping. See, and that's the wrong way to look at it. Oh, I don't want to get myself involved. That's the wrong way to look at it. It's all about trying to help people. Like, you know what's crazy? You would want somebody to help you if you was in that situation. You'd want somebody to help your kid.
Exactly. Who would
right.
want you
in
help.
That
right.
But yet you sit there with your camera phone on and just record. I don't.
But the sad thing about it is if you try to help or if you want to help, it's like people don't want to help. Like if you try to help, they don't want to help. Well, guess what? Next thing you know, you become the damn victim because you tried to help.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
K-Dog and Big Red, I'm going to tell you like this. I never really understood this saying. And probably up until maybe like 4, maybe 5 years ago. What's that? The saying, oh, no good deed goes unpunished. I never really understood
that. You're right about
that. I never really, all these years, but yo, up until past 4 or 5 years, I understand it now. I get it. I get it. And it's sad that it's sad to even say something like that. No good deed goes unpunished. Why should you get punished for doing good?
Right.
Why?
Right.
But this is society, this is the world that we live in, and this is what it is. You help somebody, there's always going to be some type of consequences and repercussions.
Yeah. And they're ready to beat the hell out of you. You trying to help them.
Exactly, which makes other people reluctant to want to help because of no good deed goes unpunished.
They rather pull out the cell phone and start recording.
Yep, they do. They pull out the cell phones, but yet nobody does anything. But yet everybody's going to
look what happened.
They're going to blame the.
Well, look what happened to Staten Island. Eric Garner.
Right.
Homeboy recorded it.
Yeah.
And they started hunting him down and threw his ass in jail.
Right.
He got punished for doing the right thing.
Right.
And he even said
exactly.
that. He said. They had him in that courtroom. He testified for just 10 minutes. And meanwhile, the one who committed the crime testified for 2 hours. That goes to tell you something right there.
Yep.
Exactly. That's why...
Unbelievable.
Like I said, I've been labeled anti-cop. I've been labeled pro-criminal. I've been labeled all types of stuff. But you know what? I don't really care because it doesn't really affect overall who I am. It doesn't affect who I am to my friends and my family. And I really don't give a fuck what you think. You know what I'm saying? Because what you eat don't make me shit.
That's
all
right, absolutely.
But when it comes down, once again, law enforcement and politics, no. Church and politics, no.
No.
Like, everybody just needs to stay in their lane and go your way. That's it. Stay in your lane.
Exactly.
See, this is one of the reasons why, like, years ago, real quick, listen, I was at Mary Bertram High School. I was on the line to go take the test for NYPD.
Mm.
I stepped off. I walked off. I looked at what was around me. I looked at all the egos. I looked at the attitudes. I looked at some of the people. And I was like, I don't know whether they'll pass the test or not, but I can't work with this.
Right.
I don't want to be surrounded by negativity. I don't want to be surrounded by egos. I don't want to be surrounded by somebody who may or may help somebody based on the color of their skin or based on how they're feeling that day. I can't be around by. I can't do it. And I didn't want to do it. So I made the conscious decision, and I walked right off the line. And a couple of people was like, where you going? I said, man, I know my limits. This ain't for me. It's not for me, not because it's the job, it's the people.
Yeah.
But that's how it usually is. It's never the job.
It's the people. People you around. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
You
they bring that energy.
They bring that negative. But, we got a minute left. And
I don't know.
I just want to say, I pray for all of us. I pray for you, K-Dub, you, Big Red. I pray for people that
I
don't know.
Yes.
It's crazy out here. And like it says in the Bible, let no man know the day nor the hour. And, all we can do is, just find some peace. Find some peace within yourself. Inner peace.
That's it. Find some peace within yourself, and you know what? Hey, be happy with whatever it is you have, and stop complaining, stop the moaning, stop. You already got your stuff. Hey, be happy with what you have. Just work on whatever it is you want to do.
Exactly.
And keep a positive mind out.
That's all you can do.
I don't know if Hot Rod and the gang is doing the show tomorrow night, but 10:30, Absolute Truth on Blog Talk Radio should be on. Thank you, K-Dog, Big Red.
You're welcome.
We'll catch you guys next week.
No problem.
Catch everybody next week. Thank you for tuning in. This is The Menu. Another one in the can.
All right. Later, guys.
Peace out, y'all.
Peace out. Later.
Later.